This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. With most of the cabinet-level jobs filled, the Trump transition team is working its way down the organizational chart. The president-elect announced today he is going to nominate Vincent Viola as Secretary of the Army. Viola is a financial entrepreneur. He was once the chair of the New York Mercantile Exchange, and he owns the NHL's Florida Panthers to boot. Trump Tower is making much of his business experience, saying it makes him well-positioned to lead, quote, a Fortune 10-sized company, the U.S. Army, end of quote. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look at how or whether one might want to run the American Army like a business.
I'm going to start with a question. Is the Army a business?
Yes and no.
That's Mackenzie Eaglin of the American Enterprise Institute. She says yes, because the Army has a large workforce that has to be managed, but no, because it's not out to make a profit. And the Army's mission to protect the country doesn't exist in the business world. Another thing, the Army's board of directors is Congress, and Congress wants to protect jobs back home. So
when individuals start talking about running the Defense Department like a business, Congress gets nervous and they hear job losses.
So Eaglin says Army secretaries have to be politically savvy. Gordon Adams is a professor emeritus at American University. He says Vincent Viola would be frustrated if he tried to run the Army like a business, not only because of Congress. If confirmed by the Senate, Viola would also have to deal with Army bureaucrats.
They've been around before Vinnie Viola. They'll be around after Vinnie Viola. And they will probably continue to run the Army pretty much the way they have.
Army bureaucrats are powerful. Chuck Spinney has seen that firsthand. He's a former Pentagon analyst.
Basically, what you have is a bureaucratic system that's driven by a five-year planning system, just like the old Soviet Union.
In other words, super centralized. Spinney says central planners make buying decisions for those five-year budget plans. Oh, and the Army secretary isn't part of the chain of command, so can't give orders or fire military staff. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We put together a guide to all of the president-elect's cabinet and sub-cabinet picks and their corporate connections. It's at trumpcabinet.org. Let me say it again, trumpcabinet.org. Check it out. It's pretty cool.